What's up, guys? It's Eric.
And Jeff.
From It's The Real, and you know the deal already. We thought this podcast was going to be a dinner party style conversation, but the press release mistakenly said that it was going to be a dinner party.
So we decided to go with it, and it's worked out pretty good so far.
Not bad.
Please go back and check out episodes with Alchemist, Fat Jew, Sinbad, Bodega Bams, and Smoke Dizza, and see what we've cooked up.
But before we get into this next episode with Fat Trail, we wanted to tell you all about a contest that we're running until July 8th.
Right, we are looking to record an episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real at your New York City apartment.
We'll bring the wrapper, we'll bring the dinner, and we will definitely bring the party.
But all you have to do is shout out It's The Real and A Waste of Time on your Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And then on July 8th, we'll pick a contestant at random, and soon enough, we'll be wasting your time at your apartment.
So we have a few rules, and Jeff, you want to read them through?
Sure. You must live in one of the boroughs of New York City. You must promote our podcast, hashtag A Waste of Time, to your followers on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You must show us proof by mentioning at It's The Real at the end of the post. You must be flexible with dates and not stubborn with which rapper joins us, but it's not going to be some trash rapper.
No, it's going to be a good rapper.
It's going to be a rapper that you know.
And by the way, if you consider us rappers, then it's three rappers coming over to your apartment.
And if you are the fourth rapper, please don't rap for
us. Don't rap for us.
No. You must be 18 years or older.
And now let's get into it. A Waste of Time with Fat Trail.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Trafficking E, a.k.a. New Jersey Turnpike.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Red Dot on Your Head, a.k.a. Bad Prom.
Ha, 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 it's Fat Trail, man. What's up?
Yeah, bow, bow, bow,
yeah, this is A Waste of Time with It's The Real, and we got Fat Trail here. What's up, Trail?
What's up? How y'all?
Good. We need to... People have been complaining. They're like, what if we don't know who's up there? So we're going to make, like, a real, like, concise sort of...
Right, we're going to actually introduce you.
Okay,
so
cool.
This is what we're going to say. You tell us if any of this is incorrect, right? For anyone who doesn't know, Fat Trail is one of the dopest, if not the dopest, rapper out of Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., by the way, not the state.
Yeah. Right.
Although you're probably, like, the hottest out of there, too, right?
Well, I don't know. Macklemore is pretty hot.
Oh, true. Yeah. For, you know, white people.
Yeah.
Trail had the streets going crazy over his SDMG mixtape, whiling over his Gleech mixtape, and now dead because of his new mixtape, Georgetown, and that killed him, right?
Yeah.
Signed to Maybach Music Group and Atlantic Records, he's known for spreading the word about eating ass. Yep. And by all accounts, Fat Trail loves food.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Okay. So it's only right that he comes through to our Upper West Side apartment when he's visiting New York City.
Right.
So you're
ice
here now.
Ice cream and pie.
Yo, listen. Yeah. We were like, you know... I'd be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. So we got pie.
Yeah, we bought pie.
Yeah, we didn't actually make it.
Right, we went across the street and we got pie.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. No, thanks for coming up.
Nah, thank you for having me.
So what's new?
Georgetown just touched the streets, man. We're going crazy. Also, I got a single featuring Fetty Wap
called
I Need You that's not on Georgetown. And we're about to get the visuals for that and just go crazy with it.
But that's on SoundCloud, though.
Yeah, it's out. It's released. It's Hot 97, yep. Shade 45. Everybody playing it all around the world. It's going
that's
crazy.
Dope.
It's a light 400,000 on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
you know? Light 400,000. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
How long ago did you meet Fetty Wap, by the way?
I met Fetty Wap about 6 months ago, before Tribe Queen had popped off, I met him once in a strip club, and then I got a lot of homies in New Jersey, where he's from Patterson. I got a lot of homies out there, so we've been running into each other a lot, and we just recently started making music together.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope. Cool.
Shout out to Fetty Wap, man, for holding me down.
Did you? So when you first met him, and like it was bubbling, right? Like it wasn't like the monster that it is right now.
Yeah, nah.
Did you have any idea that this was just gonna go off?
Yeah, of course I knew. When I first heard it, I heard Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy Rebel playing it. And that's when I asked my manager, whose song is that? And he was like, yo, it's a cat from Jersey. And I played it. I started putting it on my Instagram. And I knew where it was going to go. But when it blew up, you know, it just blew up. But
isn't it wild, by the way, like, the role that Instagram can play?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, remember when Rihanna put Bobby Shmurda on her Instagram? And people...
Yeah, and just, like, took off.
Yeah, it just took off. Uh-huh.
It's just crazy.
Shout out to the Smurders, man.
Shout out to
Rowdy Rebel, man.
When was the last time you talked to them? Are you able to talk to them?
I talked to them, which is crazy. You can ask my manager. I was on FaceTime with Rowdy Rebel the night they came and arrested them.
Really?
Out the studio, yeah.
So it's like you were there.
In a sense.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Hold on, innocence. Yeah,
technically there.
I wasn't, man. Yeah. Hold up, for the record, I was not with the Smurders. The night they were arrested, okay? I was on FaceTime with them. Okay?
Speaking of which, why do rappers love FaceTime so much?
I mean, we grew up poor, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of kids grew up with computers and laptops in their home. We didn't. So when we started getting money, and you know, you purchase your iPhone, you want your bitch to strip. She out of town. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Vegas. She in Texas. You want to see her get naked. That's what the point of FaceTime is.
Strictly, yeah.
And then for trap niggas, like, say I got a lot of Chicago homies. When they outside on the block, you know, we just like to FaceTime our Chicago homies and see what it's looking like because we might want to take a flight out there. So that's why we love FaceTime.
So you're not concerned about, like, your data plan or anything? Like, you don't strictly do it, like, within Wi-Fi range. You're out in the streets and you don't mind.
Trell's got money.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Nah, nah, man.
Overcharges don't matter.
Yeah, it don't. We pay our bills, man. We pay our bills. We pay to play. Yeah.
So when you're in Europe, are you just, like, roaming, like...
I have never been to Europe. I can't leave the country due to legal matters, but I
alleged,
plan to... Alleged legal matters.
Once more, you were not with the Shmurda guys. Yeah, like,
But I'm going to be out the country soon, man. I want to go to Europe bad. I want to go to Canada bad.
Yeah.
So one day, it's going to happen.
So you have not left the continental United States?
I've never left the United States of America. That's for whoever's listening.
Yeah.
I've never fled the country.
Okay, just
have
for
you
the
gotten
record.
FaceTimes from outside America?
Oh, of course, of course. I got a bad bitch in Amsterdam. I can't wait to fuck.
Yo, I just saw your... Not to, like, blow you up. I just saw on your Instagram, you, like, had, like, three rings on your finger. You were like, should I do it?
Yeah.
And I was like...
That was seriously a joke.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen your Instagram, and I know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that was
there's
a
no
joke.
Chance.
Yo, you should have seen how many bitches called me and was like, I can't believe you. Lose my number. And I'm like, babe, it was a joke. I had some bitch over my house for some reason why she took her rings off and left them. Now that I think about it, it's because she wanted to come back.
Of course, right, yeah.
But I wound up giving the rings to somebody else, so, yeah.
Do you still have that girl's number?
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on.
She gonna love me forever. She think I just bought her two engagement rings for no reason.
Yo, how many numbers in your phone say do not, like, pick up?
About 20.
20?
Yeah. I mean, but I used to do that, but now, you know, since the 6 dropped, they got the do not disturb. I could just put you straight on do not disturb, and you can't text
it's
or call.
It's the greatest thing.
It's the greatest thing
Shout
ever.
Out to Apple.
Yeah, shout out to Apple, man.
By the way, I feel like no one, I mean, like, listen, Slutty Boys, people want to know how that came about. I actually know how it came about, but I want you to explain it.
Okay, Slutty Boys came about, my brother right here, P-Wild, man. When we first made MySpace pages, and we really just made them for the girls, you know? Niggas didn't have a lot of friends on our list or whatever. So what happened was, two of the Slutty Boys, P-Wild and Michi, P-Wild had a girl over, and he fucked her. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, the girl came to see Michi. And they cousins in real life, so they look alike.
Mm-hmm.
So Michi fucked her like 2 days later. So now the third day she come, now both of them there. She's so drunk, she thought she fucked him twice. And she was like, damn, that's how y'all do me? Y'all some slutty boys. That's fucked up. Y'all just sluts? And we was like, damn. Slutty Boys, that sounds nice. So we just named ourselves Slutty Boys. So it actually started back in MySpace days. Years ago, before we started rapping, before we ever made a rap song, we was calling ourselves Slutty Boys.
Does she get a cut of any?
Oh, she gets nothing.
Well, no, I mean,
She got cut.
She got cut.
You got cut. Oh, yeah.
But really, like, doesn't that make her a slutty girl?
It does.
For all intents and purposes?
It does, but she wasn't with the shit. She was just an idiotic alcoholic.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it is what it
is. I mean, she sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's great. I ain't have her. He did.
Yeah. She's a keeper. She comes back.
Yeah, she left three rings over.
So we actually met you 2 times before. Once at Atlantic Records, we did a hilarious video with you.
Right.
Which was really great. Jeff and I came down, like, dressed up, like, because we wanted to do a PSA.
Like, yeah, that piece was dope.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. We did a PSA for those people who out there who weren't eating.
Mm-hmm.
And your advice was to eat ass.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you don't... Look, we know you're the first one in music, really, to, like, be out there and just say, like, yo, eat ass, right?
Yeah. Like, analingus is, like, the move.
That's,
I mean,
the move.
But later on, I found out that Trick Daddy had been saying, eat the booty gang. Woo-woo-woo.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was a youngin', and I wasn't a Trick Daddy fan, so I wasn't aware that he was saying that. So until I started going to Miami, they started letting people know that. And then Kevin Gates came right after me and started supporting the same movie.
That he did.
So, yeah. So it was all good.
But now, like... Well, okay, in this household right here, we think that you're the creator, okay? We give you credit.
Okay.
We love Trick Daddy Dollars, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Trick is for the kids.
I love Trell's face right now. He's like, all right.
Yeah,
sure.
That's cool.
But how do you feel about, like, you know, on Omarion's song, Jhené Aiko gets like all the credit now.
Oh,
eat the booty like groceries.
I don't have a problem with it because you know what? When I'm on my Twitter and I'm on my Instagram, my fans let me know that, yo, you started it and people running with it and all that. It really don't mean nothing to me, man. You know what I'm saying? It stroked my ego to hear her say that, knowing I started it. It stroked my ego, you know, to hear Kevin Gates telling people that's what he do, knowing I started. It stroked my ego. And Kevin Gates, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. It's all love. It don't upset me not one bit.
Oh, that's good.
That'd also be like the weirdest beef ever. That would be the weirdest beef ever.
It will be weird.
Second time we met you was, or you know what, it was actually the first time we met you. We went to shoot a video with Wale, and he was in the studio finishing up his third album, right? And you were in there. It was The Gifted. And you were in there. First time we met you, you were shirtless, FaceTiming with some girl.
Yeah.
And we were just like, what an introduction. Like, just like.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. I'm not a big fan of shirts, man. For real. You know, I only wear shirts when I have to be honest.
You are wearing a shirt right now.
Yeah, because I have to.
Yeah. I mean, this is a professional interview.
Y'all live in a great building. And I'm like, I can't walk in this building with no shirt.
But, like, where is the fanciest place that you have not worn a shirt?
Ruth Chris, they let me sit there. And I was with a couple players from the NFL, from the Redskins.
Yeah.
And them niggas got money.
Yeah.
So when I was in there shirtless, it was like, fuck it. Them niggas was spending so much money there that they was like, fuck it. I was in there shirtless and Ruth Chris. I should have took a picture.
Does a steak taste better without a shirt on?
I don't think it really make a difference because Ruth Chris steak is just that good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wait, was it like in an open room or were you like in a back room?
No, it was the whole restaurant was there. It was white people there. They was looking at me crazy. I seen a couple people complain to the waitresses and, you know, all that shit. But
they don't say it's your face, right?
No. I mean, I was with Fred Davis and, you know, D'Angelo Hall and all them niggas. They got money.
From the Washington team.
Yeah, from the Redskins. Yeah, so
I mean, you said it, I didn't say it.
You can't put the Redskins out of Ruth Chris in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It just don't make sense.
They run the city.
Yeah.
Well, actually, wait. So it's Redskins, then Wizards, then Nationals, and then the Capitals
DC
or something
United.
Like that? DC United. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, who's, like, the most popular down there? It's a Redskin town, right?
It's a Redskin town. They just started getting behind the Wizards like that after they just started getting good.
Right.
Oh, but we got the Nets, too. We got the baseball team.
Yeah.
Too. But I think it's majority Redskin town.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I'm a Cowboys fan, so it's a lot of Cowboy fans in D.C.
Oh, America's team? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
How did that happen?
No, you damn near find more Dallas Cowboy fans than Redskins fans in D.C. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. What?
Even though it's the same division?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
This is craziness.
Rude. Yeah, it is rude. I mean, they know. I be with all them Redskin niggas, and I
apparently,
let them know.
Apparently, sure.
When I play the Cowboys, you know who I'm rooting for. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Have you been to a Redskin Cowboys games? And
no.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha. Because if you went there and you wore like a Cowboys jersey, that would just be
crazy.
Trouble.
I mean, but everybody in the city know I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. And, you know, LeBron James is my favorite player. So whenever LeBron come to D.C., I go to the Wizards game and I root for LeBron.
Really?
John Wall, my homie. Yeah. Bradley Beal. I got a celebrity basketball game coming up with Bradley Beal. He my homie, too. And he know I'm Team LeBron all day. Yeah.
Are you nice in the court?
I'm too nice. Check my Instagram. You must ain't been looking close.
What?
You must ain't been looking close.
I just saw the three rings. Yeah. I was waiting for your other rings
I'm
for
on
winning
Instagram
championship.
Cooking shit, man. Go to my Instagram.
Here's a question. Ross has that basketball court down in Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Have you played there?
Of course.
Have you killed everyone on the court?
Well, they play horse though.
We play horse a lot.
Yeah.
We play horse a lot. Never one-on-one for real, but I think I beat French Montana in horse once.
Okay.
See, this is what we like to hear.
Yeah.
It feels like fan fiction to me.
Well, because you see the
videos. You just, like, make it up. You're just like, oh, like, I imagine, like, Fat Trell and DJ Khaled, like, on a court somewhere.
Nah.
Just shooting deep bombs.
DJ Khaled, he only want to bet on certain shots.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
but
we've seen videos.
Yo. We chilling at Ross' house for, like, a day or something, we'll play horse with everybody just playing horse.
I had a conversation with Khaled, and I was like, yo, like, you know, really, how nice are you on the court? And he was like, yo, he's like, I'm mean. And I'm just like, oh, yeah?
I mean, you got to think, bro, all the poor kids, we grew up playing football and basketball, and we love rap music, but niggas could have damned, every nigga I see in the NBA could have damned it. Like, Meek could have made it to the NBA. You feel me? Like, It's a lot of niggas who could have made it to the NBA. My first love was football.
Yeah.
If I would have stuck with it and said fuck the streets, I'd probably be in college right now playing football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, and Wale was nice at football too.
Wale was nice at football. All right in basketball. He swear he good at basketball, but he's a better running back than he is a point guard.
Just being honest.
Yeah. Just being honest.
Yeah. So I feel like when you get signed to MMG, there's a few things that happen. One, obviously, it opens up like a clearer path towards your album coming out and bigger success, right?
Okay.
Two, you get like an MMG piece.
Yeah.
And three, tell me if I'm wrong, do you get a secret password to go to any Wingstop and just like get as many wings as possible? Because like that's what I want to believe.
In
you know?
Florida, in Florida, you could get something like that. But like in Wingstops across the world, nah. But I mean, it's better to pay anyway, because when you pay, you know, it's going to the big homie, and then the big homie going to get that right back to you in one way or another.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite wing from Wingstop?
Louisiana Rub.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also think Wingstop got the best ranch I've ever tasted, too.
And that's not bias.
Yeah.
No, you're being straight up.
I'm being straight up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Straight up. Shout out to Wingstop.
Yeah.
You have a ton of friends out in Chicago.
Ton of them.
And one I was surprised at, you being friends with, was Chance the Rapper.
Yeah,
he shouts you out on Juice.
Yeah.
And like, how do you know him? Like,
where did I first meet Chance? When I first met Chance, when I first met him, he thought I was from Chicago too. And I told him, nah, bro, I'm a DC nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then we ran into
For the Cowboys, but I'm from DC.
Yeah. Then when we was on the Smokers tour with Smoke Dizzard, Joey Badass, and Juicy J.
Shout out to Shipes.
Yeah, we met up in Chicago. And then that's when we had the conversation. He was like, yo, I thought you was from Chicago. I'm like, nah, I'm from DC. And then ever since then, we just stayed close and connected. We both young.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's very talented in the mind. You know, his shit is different. He got his own lane. He don't want to sound or look like nobody else. And we just kept a close relationship. Shout out to Chance. That's my dog.
So, you know, Chop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He produced something off your new project.
Yeah.
He
produced a few joints that's unreleased, too. I'm trying to get Chris Brown on the hook of one. But Young Chop actually makes great R&B instrumentals too.
Really?
So, yeah.
So how's that go in terms of you trying to recruit Chris Brown on that?
Well, actually, I had a conversation with Chris Brown before, right when he put me on that Lights Out record with him and Tiger.
Yep.
And he was like, "Yo, send me something too." And I sent him two joints and was like, "Yo, just pick from one." And then that's when his tour had started and he had got real busy. So I was like, "Yo, it's no big deal." And I wanted him on those records so bad that I didn't send him to like Omarion or nothing. So I still got him in the cut, just waiting for him to bless one. And then after he blessed one, I could go get another R&B single for the other one.
Wait, so that's how it works? That you like, you might field like certain records and then you might pass them on to like other people in the camp?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you hear something and you like, yo, I hear Troy Ave on this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save this for Troy Ave. Even though he's busy, even though he just dropped the album, let's just keep this for Troy Ave.
You
know, let's keep this for, I think Chris Brown sound hot on this. Let's keep this to the cut for Chris Brown.
But you don't have to like give it to someone in MMG first?
Nah.
Okay.
It's totally up to me. And if I can't get it done, then that's when I call Ross or Wale to help me get it done. And you know, if not, then we keep it on to the next.
Yeah. Has Atlantic been helpful in terms of like getting different features?
Atlantic helped me in a lot of ways. But as far as features, we do that groundwork. Like I really go holler at them. I think it'd be corny if I called up Atlantic and said, "Hey, can you call such and such people, can you call Trey Songz people and try to get it done?" When I got Trey Songz in my phone, I could just text him and be like, "Yo, I know you're busy."
Yeah,
but you can get Jason to do it.
right. Jason, shout out to Jason. But I just want to show, when you're in a position like I am, I would rather show Jason that, hey, I'm going to get this hook without you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Versus, Jason, I need you to get this hook done. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather go that route first. And if it don't work, then sure, we'll give Jason a call.
Yeah. So has anybody turned you down for a feature?
Besides Eric.
Besides me.
Yeah. That's it.
Have I ever been turned down for a feature? I can't think offhand, but
that's
I'm
good.
Pretty sure some people, I'm like, damn, man, that was fucked up. But right now I can't think. But it happens to the best of us.
Yeah,
all good. Some people don't believe in you as much as others do.
Yeah.
And that's totally okay.
Have you gotten any beats that you've passed on that you've heard on the radio later on and were just like, man,
No.
Oh, that's, but that's good.
I got some beats that I recorded to, and I later on heard on the radio, and they was like, I'm like, damn. How the fuck you get that beat? That's my beat.
Yeah.
That's my hook.
Can you say which ones they are?
I don't want to because I don't want to stir it up and I don't want the other person to feel no type of way about it.
But it happened.
I don't want nobody to think I feel some type of way about it.
Right.
Yeah. When I heard it on the radio, I'm like, okay, that's fuck shit. And it is what it is.
Well, does that make you want to work like just specifically in your camp then and not like...
It just make me want to go harder, you know? We use, like we say in DC, we use the hating as the motivation. Mm-hmm. So when I see some shit like that, when I heard it on the radio, it told me they stole my hit,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a hit maker. You know, that's what it do. It just stroked my ego. You stole from me. The whole world don't know it, but you know it. So every time I see you in public, you look at me with that, damn, I stole this nigga hit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He know it, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say no names, though. I'm too real for that. He know who he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Eric.
It's me. Yeah.
What's it called? So wait, so you and Chief Keef going back to Chicago, you got on like super early.
Yeah.
And I just feel like how were you spending a lot of time in Chicago? Were you like, cause you knew like everybody within.
When I first got on, when I first linked with Sosa, he was on house arrest,
mm-hmm.
and I had
so it was easy to meet with him.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot going on, but I didn't go meet with him. I told him I'd wait for him to get off house arrest and wait till he start moving around because. As a man, I knew with all that he had going on, blowing up like that, I knew he had a lot going on. By him being on house arrest, I knew a lot of people was coming to fuck with him and visit him. So I'm like, nah, when you get off house arrest, we come chop it up. He came to D.C. as soon as he got off house arrest, and we just knocked out the video to Russian Roulette. But we had been recording songs with each other while he was on house arrest. We were just sending each other shit, recording.
So is he? Do you think that he's just a genius?
Do I think... I think he's a genius in his own mind. Yes,
yeah.
I do. I mean, he's definitely special ed, but he's a special ed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's special, man. Like, one day he told me, man, I'm about to start making my own beats. Fuck these producers. And I'm like, yeah, right. Because I said that plenty of times. And then when I go to try to make a beat, it's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he did
it. As opposed to, like, the hardest thing ever.
Yeah. And now... He makes all his own beats, and I'm sitting back listening like, damn, bro said he was going to do it, and he did it. And I commend him for that, because I try to make beats. That shit, it's hard as fuck.
Because a lot of people feel like he got a raw deal with, like, Interscope, right?
I mean, it depends on how you look at it, man. You know, you got when them crackers paying you that much amount of money, man, you got to play by their rules or else you can be replaced. Don't ever think you can't be replaced. It's a million people who want to be the greatest rapper alive, so... If you want to act like an asshole and you're spending up all our money,
yeah.
You crashing up our cars, then, you know, we got to let you go.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can't get another Chief Keef to show up to a video shoot in Las Vegas with Wiz Khalifa and 50 Cent. That's just the, there's only one Chief Keef that can show up.
Come
on,
bro. You better than that. But like I said, he's a special ass motherfucker. That's my little nigga, though. He literally does what he wants.
Yeah.
He literally does what he want to do.
I've seen videos on WorldStar that show exactly that.
Yeah.
He seems like a terrible neighbor. He seems like the worst neighbor.
Yeah. Worst neighbor. I mean, but what you expect? Like they say, like the saying say, you gave the wrong young niggas money. That's the truth.
When rappers come to your town,
mm-hmm.
do they stay with you? Do you ever open up your home?
A few of them. Yeah. I just had Man at my house, man. Man Glow Gang. He was just at my house for like 2-3 days.
Really?
Yeah, I came to New York, left him in there. Real nigga. Left him with my brothers. Plenty guns, plenty hoes, and
just
plenty liquor. And
come
plenty
and go
weed.
As you please.
Yeah.
It's like a nice Airbnb.
Man, like I said, bro, I used to be homeless, bro. So, like, when it comes to my house, I'm not really, like, standoffish. Just like, yo, you ain't got nowhere to stay. Hotel's too high. Motherfucking the Nationals got a game today, so all the hotels is booked up. Nigga, come stay at my crib. You might be sleeping on the air mattress or the floor
mm-hmm.
or the couch.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to pay to sleep, and you know, you good. You might come up on some free pussy.
Well, so speaking of which, like, we need a place to stay when we're coming down to D.C. the next time.
Yeah, we need some free pussy.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Y'all welcome, man. Y'all more than welcome. Y'all more than welcome. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. No discrimination.
All right.
My bitches love white boys. Love them.
Nice Jewish boys.
That's right. Yeah. So what are you doing in New York right now?
We just came to knock out some interviews, man. I shot a video last night in the
Bronx.
Yeah,
the Energy Freestyle?
Yeah, Energy Freestyle. We shot that in the Bronx, half in Harlem. And, you know, I also went to holler at the label. Went to go see Jason and Raheem and all the big dogs.
Yeah.
Just walk around the offices and let them know that, you know, hey, still here.
Yo, that's so important to do, by the way, to keep those relationships alive.
Of course, yeah.
Because there's a lot of people... You know this. There's a lot of artists out there who just, like, stay away from the building and then just complain.
Yeah,
they're just
yeah.
like, oh, the label's not doing anything for me.
Yeah.
But if you show up and you show your face and you're, like, a real person.
Yeah, and you let them know, like, yo, this is what I want to do. And, oh, man, I think y'all forgot about me the last time I asked y'all to whoop-de-whoop-whoop.
Yeah.
Get it done now.
Jason.
Yeah. It's important to do that. Jason, we always knocking on Jason's door. I know Jason, like, oh, it's him again. We come holler at Jason on a daily basis.
That's dope, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you might be on drugs right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rumor. People have been talking about it. You might be on drugs right now.
You know.
Right.
Who has better drug game, you or Gunplay?
Gunplay? I think Gunplay got me by a landslide. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Nah, shout out to my dog, though. We dope. We both go hard, but like I say, man, you work hard and you party harder. I'm a firm believer in that, and I'm still young. You know, I'm a 90s baby. We want to have fun. We want
to
turn up.
You make
up.
It sound like you can catch up to Gunplay, which is, like, sort of scary.
Trust me when I say there is no way I could catch up to Gunplay, and that's a fact.
Can I tell you?
It's just Gunplay, dude, that I can't
has some of the best
doing.
Videos on YouTube ever.
Yeah, have you ever seen the video of him going to Six Flags?
Yo, bro, I seen everything.
I mean, have you been to Six Flags with him, I guess, is my real question.
No. Oh. I've never even been to Six Flags myself.
Well, let's just tell, for the audience, Gunplay and a videographer go to Six Flags, and like the moment he's like online to get inside, he's just wilding, like
he's already zooted, like he's just so far gone.
It's like beyond anything you've ever like seen. And then he just goes so hard on all these games, like against kids.
For real?
Yeah. He's like, there's like gun games where he's like, you have to shoot
spray
like
water.
A target. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he like has like he wins a cape,
a Superman
like a tiny
cape.
Tiny cape, and he's running around, arms like full out,
like he's Superman.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my god.
It's the greatest. We're gonna watch this afterwards. Guys.
And then the second best video is him going fishing.
Yeah.
I love when he go fishing.
Yeah.
I love when he go fishing. That's dope. I haven't went fishing in years. I want to do that too.
Go fishing with Gunplay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gunplay.
And shoot a video around
it. Play gotta take me fishing, man.
Listen.
100.
Oh, you can call him Play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call him Play.
I mean, we can all call him Play.
Sure, yeah.
Just a bunch of friends.
But like, one thing I want to ask Gunplay when we finally have him up here is like, how does he sleep with his giant sort of like, you know, one dread?
Yeah,
it's off to the side.
He
it's
probably
like,
got something he put it in to go to sleep, you know.
It's just
what, like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, you know the Jamaicans got them.
Oh yeah.
You can't put them in.
It's just a lot of hair. Speaking of which, when's the last time you cut your hair?
I don't really get my I get my hair done like once a year, basically.
Yeah,
for like for my birthday or if it's like a super special event.
A little present to yourself.
Yeah, I don't believe. My mother, when I was young, my mother had a boyfriend who was a real Rastafarian, and he passed away. And he used to tell me, you know, like, boys who have dreads and get their hair done in Jamaica was, like, gay, usually. You know, they was gay, and real Rastafarians don't touch their dreads, you know, period, point blank.
Yeah.
Like, even by me getting my hair done once a year was, like, to a Rastafarian, it's, like, ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I try not to get it done.
Wow. Yeah. So, like, you'll just let the hair go, like...
Yeah, I just let it go. I don't even trim them or nothing. Yeah, just let them go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you don't even know the last time you cut it?
Nah,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. So, we were talking about Ross earlier on. Do you feel like you're... There's a lot of guys in MMG, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of guys. There's obviously there's Meek, there's Wale, there's you, there's Stolly, there's Rocky Fresh, there's Omarion, like there's Gunplay, the list goes on and on.
Yowda.
That was pretty good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was like, woo.
Do you ever feel like you get like lost in the mix? Do you feel like you're not like as present?
Prioritized.
Yeah, and a priority.
Nah, not really, man. You know,
because it'd be understandable, a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. But to be honest, bro, I spend a lot of time with Ross. Like, I spend a lot of time with him, you know? Whether we making music or not, I'm always at his crib. Always in Miami or Atlanta, I'm always with him, bro. Vegas, I'm always with him. So I don't really... He sent me songs. I got more songs with Ross than a lot of artists on MMG got with him. Like, I got songs with Ross that I still ain't put out yet. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you feel like the connection with him was really where that like relationship started, rather than like Wale bringing you in?
Yeah. I don't know. I think.
Because you guys do have a connection.
Yeah,
like,
we do. We do. But see, I met Wale years ago, and Wale always asked me, who was your favorite rapper? Before Wale was signed to Maybach Music Group, he was like, yo, who your favorite rapper? I was like, Ross.
Yeah.
He was like, what? And he told me, he was like, you rap better than Ross. I was like, first of all, no, I don't. Second of all, no, you don't. If you think you rap better than Ross, you don't. I don't give a fuck.
By the way, he definitely thinks he raps better than Ross.
I know he does. Yeah. I know he does. Wale think he the greatest rapper alive. I'm like, bro, you ain't better than Ross. You know what I'm saying? So, back to the question, I think Ross knew that. I think he knew how much of a fan I was of him. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he keep me around like that. And that's why we do so much music together, because he know I'm not one of those artists who like, oh, yeah, let me sign a Maybach because Maybach popping and Meek go crazy on tracks and maybe I can get a hook from Wale. Nah. If I could be signed to MMG and do music just with Rick Ross until I die and be happy. Because that's my favorite rapper. I don't see no rapper better than him. And so before I met him, I always wanted to spend time or at least be signed to him. So it was like a dream come true.
That's dope.
All right, so we heard one thing about Ross. I mean, we've heard a lot of things about Ross. But one of our favorite things is that we heard that when he's picking out beats for songs, he'll be sitting in his house. Mm-hmm. Songs will play, and he'll sit there and just grunt and do like the roh, and like practice all of his ad libs over all the beats.
To hear how it sounds.
Yeah. Like Trilla.
I don't know who told you that, but that kind of sort of is true. He listened to, like, if he like a beat that he liked, he'll listen to it for at least what? At least 3-4 hours. Just sit back and smoke and just listen to the beat. I mean, just listen to the beat. And he'll have his notepad and his pen right here, and he won't write a lyric yet. He'll just be literally listening to the beat, smoking, listening to the beat.
On repeat.
Might walk out, get something to eat, come back, still listen to the beat. And then the next day, the song be done. You be like, damn, when you do it? But, yeah, that is true, though. He got a real specific way of writing music. I fuck with it.
And he has a studio within his house, right? Yeah.
Are you serious, bro? He got a studio in all of his houses.
Oh, in Atlanta too.
His Atlanta house got, like, what, 6 in one basement? It's ridiculous.
Really?
A room studio, it's ridiculous. Like, I'll never pay for studio time ever again in my life.
Yeah. By the way, why would you? Like, I think that's like the best thing ever.
Right, it is. But you gotta have an engineer there. You know, he don't really like too many people that he don't know in his crew.
Right.
But you can get Chief Keef to engineer. I'm sure he could learn.
Think Chief Keef's a good engineer.
Yeah, but you didn't think he was a good producer either.
I know, right. But I know he can't be a good engineer.
I don't know. Somebody tells me Chief Keef can do anything right now. Like,
Chief Keef can go to ITT Tech and become an engineer. Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
Yeah, if they let him smoke in class, he can go to ITT Tech.
Does Chief Keef wear like sunglasses all the time, by the way?
I'm not sure, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
In my head, I want him just to be like that.
I don't think he does. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Glasses when he don't want to be bothered.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw another weird rumor about you, which is that people think that your eye color is fake.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Like on some her eyes?
Like on some, I wake up and put contacts in my eyeballs before to I make go them out different. About
yeah.
my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
That's a stupid rumor.
Yeah.
We'll prove it.
I ain't no way to prove it, shit, right? I mean, every day you see me, these my same eye colors, unless they change by themselves. But, and then everybody keeps saying, well, what do you mix with? Motherfucker, I'm black. I just got green and gold eyes. I mean, what the doctors call them hazel, but yeah.
What else is the dumbest rumor you've heard? Like
about myself?
About yourself, yeah.
Or just in general. I want to hear the one about yourself, and then I want to hear the other rumor about anything.
What's a dumb rumor, bro, that they made up about me? Oh, people say I'm not from Washington, D.C.
Is that because you're a Cowboys fan?
Is that because you're from Bethesda?
Bro, I don't know, bro.
Is that because they never see you on the Metro?
I don't know, bro. They just swear out I'm not from there. Like, a lot of people just be like, yo, he's not from D.C. He's from Virginia. He's from Chicago. Well, I heard he's from New Orleans. And
Just clear this up. You're from Washington.
Yeah.
There's no
D.C., not the state.
No, right. Yeah.
Macklemore.
Yeah. Shout out to Macklemore. I met him once in Denver. He was cool as fuck.
Was he cool?
He didn't like us.
No, he doesn't like us. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's okay. White people in hip hop don't really get along.
I mean, 100% he thinks that we're assholes. Yeah.
Just for the record, yeah, Macklemore is not inviting us to stay at his house, like in Washington State.
Come on. I'm going to holler at him. I'm going to let him know how cool y'all really
are. I don't know how many white bitches he has, but like, yeah.
No. Oh, he got a slew. When I seen him, he had like 100 people with him. Bitches. Motherfuckers were walking with saxophones. It was ridiculous.
Yo, when you go to like, is Club Love still open in DC? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
What's the spot now?
The spot now, it's all the young club. It's a bunch of new clubs now, like Bliss.
Oh, Stadium. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Stadium is always gonna be the shit. Lotus pop for the young crowd, people like us, real, real young.
Lotus is over. Oh, let's be they clear. Done?
I didn't even know that.
Yo, Trail's not even from Washington. You didn't even know.
Bro, because I don't be going to the club, bro. I don't be going. I sit in the house. I get drunk. I get high.
You don't host anything in D.C. or anything?
I do when they give me the bread, but yeah. Like, I don't just be walking through for free like that.
Right.
You know, I did a lot of, man, early in my rap career, I went to those clubs so many times.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yo, this is the time where you should be there. But I'm like, dog, I'm tired of these fucking clubs. You right. know what I'm saying? Motherfucker stepping on my shoes. I gotta take pictures with this person. Then I gotta worry about this bitch ass nigga trying to snatch my Rolex on my wrist.
Right.
It's just doing too much. I feel like they want me to catch a murder charge so I can go to jail. And versus being signed to MMG and out and rapping. It's like people wanna harm your career by, what is it? Antagonizing you to do something to me, like keep fucking with you so you can hit me back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, nah, right.
Fat Trail just fucking shot me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I try to keep that shit at a limit because a lot of times people there hate so much on your success, they'll try to get you out your character so you can fuck up.
Even in your own city.
Definitely in your own city.
That sucks.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah, I feel like Washington especially is just like really, really tough on its own like rappers. Yeah.
They are. And while they get it the worst, they are. I don't know. I mean, every city has its own story, you feel me? Like, it just is what it is.
But is it just because, like, Washington, you know, doesn't have, like, that long history of, like, proven hit makers, and so, like when somebody's rising up, then she's I should be the guy.
Washington, D.C. never had a long line of famous people.
Right.
Ever. Mm-hmm. It just never happened. The most famous person we ever had, I believe, was Rayful Edmond, and that's because he was making, like, $300 million a year. And, you know, he was like the biggest drug dealer to ever make it out of Washington, D.C. So when you got Wale come along, boom, he's big. He make it throughout the whole world.
Yeah.
Songs with Lady Gaga. He in Europe and shit. And everybody like, well, he was born in Maryland. Why he telling people he from D.C.? Or why he keep repping the DMV if he from the
M? Yeah.
And it's like, y'all idiots. Y'all don't get what he trying to put the whole shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boom. He got on. Then he put me on. Now that's D.C. Now that's D.C. and Maryland. Fucking Black Cobain, Virginia. Yeah. Now, like, you don't see, they don't get the bigger picture. And it's right. just like, damn, like, y'all niggas is so stupid. And we ain't got the time to sit back and tell y'all what the fuck we trying to do. You just supposed to be with it.
Does that make you want to be, like, out in California, down in Miami more?
That's what make you want to go chill in Atlanta, chill in Miami, chill in L.A. Like, damn, what, you don't fuck with us no more? Nah, I know what y'all doing. Y'all trying to fuck up this situation.
That's corny.
Y'all want me back on the block doing nothing, getting arrested, getting shot, getting stabbed versus seeing me on a yacht with Fabulous drinking champagne.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but, you know.
Have you been on a yacht with Fabulous sipping champagne?
Sure. I sure have.
So we have a bunch of questions that we ask to, like, everyone, right? Mm-hmm. We have some friends who, when they got interviewed for this job, like, in a consulting firm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they ask, like, these sort of, like, proverbial questions.
Just to see, like, how their minds work.
Yeah,
right?
Wait, hold on. Before you go, what's proverbial? What does that mean?
Just meaning, like, just, like, hypothetical, like, imaginary questions, okay, basically. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Like, so, really, they don't want a legitimate answer. They just want to know how you get to your answer, right?
Yeah.
And here's the question. How many ping pong balls can you fit in a 747 plane?
It got to be like 3 billion.
3 billion, but why?
Yeah, you have to like sort of just like talk out like your thought process.
Why? Because no homo, ping pong balls is small as fuck. And a 740, whatever the fuck you call it, is big. And like, what the fuck? It got to take at least 3 billion.
By the way, I question your use of no homo for that.
Yeah, no homo before everything. Like, I might say this pie is kind of no homo hard. Yeah, you feel me?
But it's not, though.
I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah. Another question is, when Jay-Z and Nas had their beef, which side did you pick?
Neither, because I'm a 90s baby, and I was never a fan of neither Jay-Z or Nas. So.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you were like, you know, you were like 12 at the time.
I don't know, but I mean, my first rap album I ever bought was Country Grammar by Nelly. So
classic. By the way, he's hosting a thing tonight.
For real?
At Up and Down.
That's
what's up. Shout out to Nelly.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I never was a Jay-Z or Nas fan.
But heavy into Country Grammar though. Great album, by the way.
When Nelly and Chingy.
y'all motherfuckers is crazy. Bro, y'all so quick on y'all feet. It's ridiculous, dog. I never knew about Nelly and Chingy having a problem. Or I don't know whether you're serious or joking.
Yeah, no, you don't remember that?
No.
Because they both had the same grammar.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, and so Chingy was taking credit for
their... Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so in 2015, what side do you choose, Chingy or Nelly?
I'm not a side chooser,
I know that you want to work with both of them. I get it. It's all politics.
I definitely don't want to work with Chingy. I'll let you know that right now, okay?
Yeah.
I would love to work with Nelly in the near future, but I'm not a side chooser. Where I come from, we from D.C., man. Mm. We pride ourselves on minding our fucking business.
Mm, you know what I'm saying? Except
unless it's somebody we love.
Except if it's the Redskins versus the Cowboys, you know?
Yeah. If it's
you got to choose
we
sides.
Love, like, I love this nigga. If he beefing with somebody, then that's automatically my beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But since I don't know about you, then... Yeah.
Well, so does that happen when you join MMG and...
Like, do you have to take their beefs?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a meeting to talk beefs? Do you guys have a meeting to talk beefs?
Nah, it's what's understood don't got to be explained.
Mm-hmm. By the way...
If you don't fuck with him, I don't fuck with him either.
I fuck with him, it's fine.
Yeah.
Shout out to P-Wild.
But if you... I sort of wish, like, MMG had, like, a softball team, right?
Right.
Like, and you guys would play other labels. Like, that'd be so dope.
That'd be dope.
Right? Yeah. You would probably
What are you doing all this summer?
Yeah. Playing
ready,
softball.
Man. I'm ready for whatever, man. We play basketball against each other, though. We don't be really studying that shit for real.
Now, you know, Roc Nation has a softball team.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You going against, like, Sean Pekas would be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really a baseball player. I hate baseball.
You hate, hate
kickball, though.
Okay.
Kickball is the shit.
You know who plays kickball? Joe Budden.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joe. I love kickball, bro. I love kickball. Kickball is the shit.
Yo, we need to start a celebrity like kickball league.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That'd be dope.
Right?
You definitely count me in.
Oh, okay. For sure. Mm-hmm. No shirt. You're just out there like,
Yeah, of course.
It's not going to be like a fancy, fancy kickball.
Nah.
We're all going to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, two phones, both of them cracked.
What happened to your phones?
Man,
were you playing football and you spiked your phone?
Nah, bro, we go crazy, man.
Apparently.
It's a fucked up lifestyle.
In all like seriousness, how can you see the FaceTime when like your screen is cracked the fuck up?
It works, bro. It works. We get it done. It might seem kind of impossible, but it happens.
Also, what's the difference? That's a 6 plus?
Yeah, and a 5. Yeah.
What's the difference between them?
I just haven't really upgraded. I had this phone for about I don't know. Years.
You're loyal.
I love this phone. I don't want to give
you're
it
smart.
Up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
loyal.
Yeah. No, I don't know if one's for like the bitches and one's for like business or something.
Nah, both.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. Oh.
Nah,
okay.
I got a manager for business.
All right.
I don't really like to conduct business because, you know, that's his job.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
My shit is for family and bitches.
Mm-hmm. Family is one phone and bitches is the other.
Yeah. Right.
Do you ever get them confused?
Like, never. Okay, never good. Get them confused. There's no way to get them confused.
We have to talk about Master P.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I mean, just what's going on with him? I don't know. You were with him. You were
at one point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a thought that you would sign with him.
Yeah. When Master P first called our phone, which he contacted us first.
Was that the family or the business phone? I don't know.
It was Devo's phone, okay. Man. Like I said, and I read this interview about Master P, and I felt real fucked up about it because he said a lot of things that wasn't true.
This is after the fact, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when we originally got the phone call from Master P, it was about an acting job.
Okay.
He was trying to buy the rights to do Menace to Society 2.
Really?
I think he wanted to do that, yeah. And I think he wanted me and Ali Boy to play a role in that movie.
Okay.
So that was the original reason for us going to L.A. to meet,
yeah,
was to talk about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you want to go soak up everything because, you know, this is fucking Master P.
Sure.
Right. And we went out there, and I just noticed that we was going to the studio a lot, making music. And I'm like, okay, that's what I do. I rap. I make music. You know what I'm saying? And he was paying the rent for the L.A. crib. He gave me a truck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. But this whole time, I'm like, when the fuck is we going to start talking about this movie?
When did the cameras roll?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't talked to no directors or nothing. But
wait, is Chief Keef going to direct?
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck was supposed to do it or how it's supposed to go down. But make a long story longer, man, it never happened. And I just felt like I saw him put a tape on iTunes.
Right.
With me on it, and I think I was on like 12 songs, and I ain't get no check for that. So my first thought was like, all right, boom, just chill, you know, just chill. It's Master P, just chill, see what's going on. And I'm like, yo, this movie shit, we ain't heard nothing about the movie. You feel me? I'm talking to Addy Boy, like, you heard something? He like, nah. And then we go to South by Southwest, and we start performing the songs that we recorded. And I'm like, nah, I don't like this situation. I feel like he's trying to make me an artist under No Limit, and I just had to split.
And so he came up with the name Louis V Boys.
Yeah, Louis V Mob.
Oh,
but
Louis
I later on, long later on down the line, I ain't gonna say no names. And I was talking to somebody who previously fucked with Master P, and he was like, yeah, he used to have a group of little niggas, and years ago, and he named them Louis V Mob. And I'm like, all right, so I just got up out of there. I just
had
to split.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
There's no love lost, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask this. Just in general, we won't name names, but, like, everyone knows out there, there's bad business in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what?
I know. Bad deals.
Yeah.
But, like,
in our music industry?
Do you think that people are so hungry that they're just, like, trying to get on wherever they can, and they'll take whatever bad deal? Because, okay, there's artists out there who sign with labels that have a bad history of, like, not paying artists, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they'll still sign there. And these are veterans,
yeah,
and these are young kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same thing with producers, too.
And producers.
Yeah.
People don't get paid, but they'll still take that deal. Why do you think an artist would do that?
It's plain and simple, bro. It's plain and simple. Like, the best basketball players come from where? Where did fucking LeBron come from? The dirt of Cleveland.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Allen Iverson came from the country of Virginia.
Right.
You feel me? We all African Americans, in one way or another, we was born poor as fuck. If your mother got food stamps every month, nigga, you was being helped by the fucking government, and 9 times out of 10, your father wasn't there. You feel me? So, you put $200,000 in my face on paper, but really, I'm worth $1 million, but I don't know that.
Right.
What's the first thing I'm gonna do? My mother asking me for $20 right now. This nigga trying to give me $200K. You're going to take it.
On paper.
You're going to take it. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to say, sometimes people say, well, shit, I'm going to take that money. I'm going to flip it on my end.
Mm.
And I don't care if I flop in the industry because my drug money is stacked up to the sky. I mean, you know, we just trying to, everybody just want to be happy and want to live comfortable. And, you know, waiting on food stamps or waiting on the first of the month or the 15th, that's not happy. That's because eventually that little shit run out. And, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't want to rob every motherfucking body you see or start taking off people's necks for no reason, then you got to go out there and get it. And in a lot of ways, it's basketball, football, or rap, period, point blank. So I think that's why a lot of those rappers take that money, because at that time, they ain't got no choice. One of the first things Ross ever told me and Debo, I'll never forget, we were standing in the backyard just before he gave me the Rolex. He said that when he dropped Every Day I'm Hustling, he had been rapping for 13 years,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that he was so broke when he dropped Every Day I'm Hustling that it didn't matter what Def Jam was going to offer, he was going to take it because he needed it at that point.
Wow.
Not knowing that, oh, one day he was going to be one of the best rappers in the games, he just needed that check for Every Day I'm Hustling because he was just flat out broke and he couldn't take it no more.
Crazy.
And now look what taking that little check, that little contract got him, you know?
Yeah.
$100 million nigga, Wingstops all over the world, and, you know, the whole nine. You just got to take that risk.
That's unbelievable.
Got to take that risk.
Shout out to Ross.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ross.
So Ross was your favorite rapper. Mm-hmm. Was there anywhere else you were going to sign?
I had a lot of offers, man. I had a lot of offers, bro. But
because you were being like flown out to like L.A. for Atlantic even before Ross was involved.
Before Ross, I met with Kaiser and all those.
Shout
guys
out to Mike
before.
Kaiser.
I met with a lot of people. We had met with Bad Boy, Epic, Asylum. We met with a lot of people, and you know, Ross, my favorite rapper, man.
Yeah,
he just made it happen, and then he offered me a number. That's why I fuck with him. He offered me a number, and me and Debo was like, let's ask him for more. Just to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we asked him for more, and he was like, all right. I was like, shit. All right, fuck it, man. MMG, man. We MMG.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
A story that we have about, like, Wale and that sort of situation.
Yeah, so we were, for a couple years, we did these, like, funny interviews, right, for MTV, and we interviewed everyone from Stevie Wonder to
Vinny from Jersey Shore. So just like legends on all fronts, you know. Yeah.
And
stupid,
so
though. Y'all niggas crazy.
And we interviewed the first go round of Maybach Music, right? Mm-hmm. Which was Ross, Wale, Meek, and Pill, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when Volume 1 came out, we interviewed them all at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Ross showed up on time, which right. we were just like, this is amazing.
Right. Wale shows up 2 minutes later.
We're like, also great.
Right.
Meek Mill and Pill showed up about an hour
and a half
late. Yeah. Like, right. And we were like, these are the guys. And they were like, you know, young.
Young.
We're like, you guys need this the most. You should be here on time, right? Mm-hmm. But like Ross and Wale were there like right away. Okay. So we're like,
so
dope.
We're just sitting there waiting for Meek and Pill. Ross is sitting in a vibrating chair.
Mm-hmm. Like at MTV.
And I don't know if you've ever seen like a Dachshund Run, but it was sort of like that.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? So Wale comes over and sits down next to him and says.
And Wale is just like, yo, Ross, man, I got this girl. She's going to be the next Lady Gaga, and I want to sign her to my label through you. He's like, all I ask for is my 2%. Mm-hmm. And Ross sits there for a minute, and he thinks it through, and the room is quiet, and we're just watching him and seeing how this man thinks, and he goes, nah, you get 5%. You know why? And the room is, like, dead, and we're, like, waiting, and he goes, because you're a boss. And we're like, yeah! We're like, you really said it.
Like, that's what type of dude he is, though, man. That's what type of dude he is, bro. Like, it'd be certain situations. I won't say anything specifically. But it'd be certain situations where somebody at Atlanta could be like, nah, you can't use that record. And I call Ross and be like, yo, I wanted to do that, but they said it's a no-go. And he'd be like, do it. Tell him I said it. Boss. And I'd be like, all right, fuck it. And I'd drop a record, and they'd be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Call Ross. Y'all better call Ross. Don't call Debo. Call Debo.
Not on the business phone.
Not on the business phone.
Not on the family phone. Ross. Not on the bitch's phone. None of that.
Yeah.
Get Jason on the line.
Yeah.
By the way, one of our favorite things that you've ever done is on Instagram. Do you want to tell the story?
No, you can tell the story. I'm just saying you got some like pie on your face.
Go ahead. What I did?
No homo.
Y'all niggas crazy as fuck. Can I get some more water?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Bro, how are y'all this funny? That was crazy.
That's
to
what
me.
We do.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
On Instagram, one of our favorite things, we have a friend named Brian Reddy, right? He likes hip-hop, but he doesn't like hip-hop like we love hip-hop, right?
Okay.
So he sees that, and you follow us on Instagram from the last time that...
I still follow y'all to
this
day. Yeah,
same here.
Mm-hmm.
So we... Oh, so you left him... We were in New York, or no, we were in L.A., and you hit us up, you hit me on my Instagram, and you're like, yo, are you in New York or something like that? And I'm like, no, we're in L.A. for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So our friend Brian sees that, and he hits me, and he's like, what's Fat Trail's deal? And I'm like, oh, he signed to MMG. He's a great rapper. He's funny as fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, cool. So he looked on your Instagram, and he saw that you had a broken leg.
Right.
Or something. You broke your leg, right?
I broke it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was in a cast, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're on crutches. So he sees that, and he's like, well, let me find out how Fat Trail broke his leg. So he's like, I'm going to go back on Instagram and find like the last picture that you were standing on two good legs, right?
Yeah.
And then he told it like this. He saw like, it looked like a comic, basically. You had three like Instagram pictures right next to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was, it was like, yo, just got a Yamaha. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, second one was like, Yamaha's for the whole squad.
Yeah.
And then the third one was like, yo, I broke my leg. Like,
yeah. I'll be back soon. Yeah. That's a fact. I got my first bike. We was amped up. I went and bought a helmet, gloves, jacket, everything. Because I'm ready to go crazy.
You're going
to
ride.
I still got them, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
So one day I had this instructor, this dude named Smack. He did like the best bike rider from D.C. So he was coming over to my house. We fixing parts on the bikes. Because, you know, we bought used bikes. We hood niggas.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to buy no bike fresh off the lot. So we bought some hood bikes. You know what I'm saying? We putting them together and shit. So the first day I rolled down the street, up and down the street by myself, right? Cool, smooth.
Casual.
Driving real slow, right?
Nonchalant.
So the second day he come over, we about to go to the park. I'm about to get on grass. Now I can drive fast and do wooty woo woo. So I'm just sitting on the bike and my instructor, Smack, he's eating. So I'm like, I'm so happy like a little kid. I'm like, damn, man, I wish this nigga hurry the fuck up and finish eating. I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm gonna just go down the street real quick. Dumbest mistake ever. So he eating, I get on the bike. I'm like, fuck it, man. I rode it yesterday. I know what to do. Man, I put that bitch in second gear, bro. And lifted up.
Oh.
And then it just took off like really, really, really fast. And instead of hitting the back brake, I think I hit the front brake. And I just crashed, bro. It was bad.
Oh, shit.
Luckily, I had my helmet on, though.
Holy.
And I broke my leg. Shit was fucked up.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But we still got them bikes. We finna go crazy this summer. Yeah.
Good. Now that you're walking on two good legs again.
You see me like, you know, you fuck up. When you rode your first bike, you fell off a bike. I'm talking about a bicycle. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah.
You got to fall to get back up. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to break your leg for it.
It's different. This is motorcycles.
I know.
What's it called? What did Meek have to say about that? Was he just like, dude?
Yo, because he's
like, man, you should have came out hotter than me, boy. Yeah. Come on, boy. I would have told you. Know, I'm like, man, nah. When
but
I
he
come
does...
out at you, I want to already be
right,
know,
popping wheelies.
Yeah. I'm trying to go crazy.
Did you get more girls before or after you had a cane?
Definitely after.
Like, right?
I didn't know bitches.
You got the sympathy girls?
I didn't know. Yes.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God, bro.
Right. Slutty boys and sympathy girls.
I ain't going to lie to y'all at all. This, after I broke my leg, was the first time I ever had two girls that I was fucking over at the same time, spending the night, washing me up, cooking. That was the first time I've ever done
that's
it.
Love.
I felt like the biggest boss in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you should give them both three rings.
Yeah, they deserve it. They deserve something.
Oh,
I don't know about
God.
Rings.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This was amazing.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for coming through.
Yeah. Every time we link up with something.
Hell yeah. And we'll see you in D.C.
Of course.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
And Trail.
Yeah. Once more, we just wanted to remind you that we are going to be running this contest until July 8th, a chance for us to come over to your apartment in New York City and record an episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Right. We are going to bring a rapper to your apartment.
We're
going to
cook dinner in your apartment.
We are going to record a podcast at
in
your
apartment.
Apartment. Yeah. There it's really easy. There's just a few rules. You must live in one of the boroughs in New York City. You must promote our podcast, hashtag A Waste of Time, to your followers on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You must show us proof by mentioning at It's the Real at the end of the post. You must be flexible with dates and not stubborn with which rapper joins us. And you must be 18 years or older.
Again, we're running this through July 8th. We're going to pick a winner. We're going to post about it all over, you know, all of our social networks. So look out for that. And in the meantime, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and make sure to subscribe on iTunes and rate us highly over there. And we'll keep doing this.